Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
Presented by Kirk Stange of Stange Law Firm, P.C. Stange Law Firm is a family law firm with offices in Missouri and Illinois. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stange.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. The topic today is hyphenated last names in paternity cases, and this is based on an article on familylawheadquarters.com dated May 22, 2016, with the same title. So, as a follow-up to the episode, you can go to familylawheadquarters.com and you can read the article as a follow-up. But let's go ahead and jump right in. Paternity cases are very common cases in family law in the United States. 40% of kids are currently born out of wedlock, and obviously that number can change a little bit and fluctuate, but it's been fluctuating up if you look at it over the last few decades. So there's been a pretty drastic rise in the out-of-wedlock birth rate in this country. And obviously in paternity cases, there's some common issues that ultimately end up being addressed. One, in some cases, there can be a question about who the father is. Sometimes that can be a real issue. In other cases, you get into issues about child custody. So how is child custody going to work? How is child support ultimately going to work? And those become pretty big issues as well, and I think are pretty commonly understood by most folks. But one of the other issues that can come out there in a lot of these paternity cases and be big issues, which is the last name of the minor child. When a child is born, obviously, the mom is going to complete a birth certificate and is going to select a name for the child. In some cases where the parents are unmarried, the mom might go ahead and put the dad's name on the birth certificate, and this can ultimately not be an issue at all. Both parties are satisfied and happy in terms of how things are going to work. But in some cases, the mom might opt to put her last name on the minor child's birth certificate. And in some cases, this can turn out to be a real big issue because the dad is not pleased with that. So you have a mom, in some cases, who's wanting to put her name on the birth certificate, and you have a dad on the flip end that wants his name on the birth certificate. So part of a paternity case or a child custody case between unmarried parents can revolve around what is the last name of the child going to be? And parties will litigate this. In some cases, they will go to trial on this in some cases. And ultimately, this can be a really contested issue in terms of the resolution of these types of cases. And so really the question is this, is in what do judges do with these cases? How do they look at them? Obviously, the laws are going to vary in every state. So it's very important to speak with an attorney in your particular state. To be kept up to date on the ins and outs of the law in terms of statutes or case law or whatnot, in terms of how this might work in your jurisdiction. Different judges obviously can look at different criteria and be more concerned about one thing or another. And so I can give some general principles here today in this podcast, but obviously the specifics in terms of how this is going to work is going to be fact-based, based on the particulars of your case, and again, based on the law in your jurisdiction, and then in terms of what a specific judge might be looking at. But in a general sense, courts have to look at what's in the best interest of the child when you get into an issue of a name change. So what's in the best interest of the child? Again, this can be very fact-based, and courts can very much look at various different criteria in terms of coming into what's in the best interest of the child, including how actively involved is this father? Is this a father that's going to be in the child-rearing process for the long haul? In other words, is this a dad with good motives, a dad who wants to be involved, who loves a child? That's obviously something a court's going to look at. And they can look at support issues in terms of, is this a dad that's provided financial assistance as well? Obviously, the more financial assistance a dad has provided or is willing to provide can be something that a court would look at. And then one of the big issues that can be out there in a lot of cases is this, which is when was the case brought and has the child started school yet? So in cases where the child hasn't begun school yet, isn't used to really the last name, in other words, they haven't really reached an age where they've, quote, identified with the last name. So the younger the child is, a court might be more apt to change it to the dad's name as well. And again, those are just some sort of general principles. There's other things that courts can ultimately look at as well. But in terms of this podcast, one of the compromise scenarios that you see more and more out there, at least where I practice, and I wouldn't say this is a majority of what I see or that this is predominant, but more and more judges are at least becoming open to this idea, at least considering it. And that is the idea of a hyphenated last name. So you take the mom's and the dad's last name, you hyphenate it, and then the idea in some of these cases is this is a good compromise. And so the hope is that the mom is relatively happy with this scenario. The dad is relatively happy with this scenario. Of course, you can get into an issue of if you're hyphenating, do you put the mom's name first or the mom's name last or the dad's name first or the dad's name last? So what order those names can go on there can be a real issue, but more and more judges are becoming open to this. Now, in some cases, on the flip end, and I'm not taking a position, I'm just trying to give you sort of a general overview of how this works. In some cases, this might make neither party happy, right? The mom might not like the idea of the hyphenation. The dad might not like the idea of the hyphenation. So while in some cases this might be a compromise that keeps both parents happy, on the flip end, it could be a scenario where neither parent likes it either. And so this whole idea of hyphenation, it can be potentially a useful compromise that makes both parties happy, gives both parties some sort of satisfaction in terms of their last name being part of the child's last name. But in some cases, the parents might not like it at all. And certainly, in a lot of cases, there are judges out there that aren't open to the idea of hyphenating so much at all. And certainly, hyphenating isn't a requirement based on the laws in most states, at least to which I'm aware. But again, in a lot of jurisdictions, the court has the ability to do it if they find that ultimately it's in the child's best interest. So, again, definitely an interesting topic. In society, you might sort of notice more and more sort of an increase in hyphenated last names. Obviously, some folks who get married, the wife might decide to hyphenate her name versus just taking the husband's last name. So that's a common reason for the increase in hyphenated names, perhaps. But another common one is coming out of these paternity cases between unmarried parents. There are more and more cases where hyphenation's taken place. And certainly, from my experience at least, it's not the majority of the cases that the judges hyphenate the last name. To me, it's still the minority. But from my personal experience, I've seen this become more and more common at the same time in a minority of cases. And certainly, in terms of options out there available for a judge, while I don't see judges doing this in the majority of cases, I see more and more judges at least entertaining this as a possible resolution short of contested litigation where the judge might hope that hyphenation could be a potential settlement tool, or the judge could, after a trial, ultimately find that hyphenation would be in the child's best interest. This is the topic today. Again, hyphenated last names and paternity cases is a follow-up to this episode. You can go to familylawheadquarters.com, read the article dated May 22nd, 2016. So thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for our next episode of Family Law Talk coming up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk with Kirk Stange. Visit StangeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic or to put Stange Law Firm to work for your family today. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Neither the Supreme Court of Missouri or Illinois reviews or approves certifying organizations or specialist designations. The information you obtain on this podcast is not, nor is it intended to be, legal advice. You should contact an attorney for advice regarding your individual situation. We invite you to contact us and welcome your calls, letters, and electronic mail. Contacting us does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not send any confidential information to us until such time as an attorney-client relationship has been established. And finally, past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
Kirk Stange is responsible for the content. Principal place of business, 120 South Central Avenue, Suite 450, Clayton, Missouri, 63105.